Joining me live in studio today is Superintendent Matt Erickson from LCSD number 2 and our monthly update from District 2. Superintendent, appreciate your time. An exciting time of year here at the end of May for school districts.
Thank you, Duke. It's good to be with you. It is an exciting time of year. We try to wrap up another school year and celebrate all the many great things that have happened and are happening. And then also, believe it or not, we're in the middle of planning for August 26th as we start again.
No rest for the weary, eh?
I guess the students out there realize there's probably a lot of moms that'll be interested in this, but I believe 11 weeks and we kick off the 24-25 school year.
Had to say it, didn't you?
Yeah.
Just had to say it. Well, Superintendent, let's talk graduations. You sent the Cokeville Panthers off to their next life last week. You have Swift Creek tonight and Star Valley High on Thursday.
Correct. We had a great graduation. Cokeville always does a nice job. And last week, 20 students graduated from Cokeville. I believe there's 14 Bulldogs that'll walk tonight at Swift Creek. And then 198 Braves on Thursday evening.
Pushing 200 at Star Valley, huh?
Yeah, it's crazy. And looks like the weather's going to cooperate this evening and again Thursday evening with possibility of storms, as you mentioned, tomorrow. So, yeah. So the graduation gods are smiling on us again to have those two graduations outside.
I don't know how it keeps happening every year. Keep dodging that bullet. Speak specifically to the Swift Creek High graduation tonight. It's the alternative high school, but those are real diplomas. Those are just as good as any other high school, right?
Absolutely. It's the same, absolutely same diploma, just some different standards to get there.
And Thursday night at the football field again for Star Valley?
Football field. Mr. Hatterley's got a great program planned, and it'll be a great evening.
Excellent. So again, tonight for Swift Creek, Thursday night for Star Valley High School graduation, commencements, exercises. Tonight, by the way, they will be broadcast live on SVI both tonight and Thursday night for those that aren't able to attend in person. Superintendent, you mentioned already planning for the next year and the alternative schedule. Looks like it's about ready to go, right?
Correct. So just like people to understand maybe the timeline. So we're on an alternate calendar, both in Star Valley and Cokeville. So that's anything less than a typical 175 student instructional days. So it has to go through quite the process. So here's the way the process works, Duke, is your local school board has to approve the calendar, the alternate calendars, in two consecutive school board meetings. So that typically takes place in January and February's board meetings. And then Mrs. Kleeman sends those calendars to the state school board, and they typically approve them in May. We just heard back within the last couple of days that they've been approved for the 24-25 school year. So we realize that that's frustrating to families sometimes, that it's in pencil and doesn't go to ink until around the end of May or 1st of June, but we've got our calendars approved for the 24-25 school year. Star Valley will be on 162 instructional days, and Cokeville on 152 instructional day calendar, staying on the true four-day week.
Where's the best place to find those calendars? On the district website?
So Mrs. Kleeman has them on the district website. They're also on board docs. They're ready to go. I believe students start in both Cokeville and Star Valley August 26th. Teachers come back on August 19th.
So close.
So close, yeah.
Just right around the corner, isn't it? Superintendent, you end the school year with a lot of testing, of course. State testing from YTOP. Sounds like you have some preliminary results from how things went this year.
So, Duke, we're really excited. Our teachers and support staff, again, absolutely nailed it. Our students performed really, really well. We have all of the results back except for ELA, which is English Language Arts, and we outpaced the state, again, with proficiency and advanced. So I'd give a shout-out. We've been concentrating on math, especially at the secondary level, and looking at the results. Star Valley Middle School, 7th grade, and our freshmen at Star Valley High, big shout-out to those teachers and students. Saw great, great growth.
Which means what? I mean, break that down for us, more specifics.
Bottom line, that means that we're having the desired effect, and sometimes we get a little bit confused in rural Wyoming that maybe school's more about athletics and different things than it is about academics. And our number one priority is academics and students finding success at the next level. And achievement is just off the charts this year. So super proud of our teachers and families and students.
Absolutely. And it's not just in the classroom, but we saw a really cool project come to completion just last week with the open house of the student-built house. And that was in Afton by the golf course. And Mr. Madsen did a great job with those students. They pulled it off. It's a great-looking building.
What an amazing project and partnership we have with the Education Foundation and more importantly, probably Bank of Star Valley and Rod Jensen and Brooks. Brooke Merritt's vision with that project, and we're ready to go on the second one. So great thing. We've also had another great project, in my opinion. Sean Merritt's welding and fabrications classes have been helping with the Star here in Afton, and I believe that got wrapped up, at least their portion, last week, and they've spent a lot of hours and went through a lot of welding, you know, rod and whatnot, and it looks great.
The thing I like about those projects is that you mentioned the testing scores and you see the academics going in the right direction and improving and increasing, and then you look at those two projects, the Star and the House, and those are things that those students will be able to see those forever and say, I helped with that, I was part of that. It's a cool thing.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's so many good things happening, and we're obviously not without our challenges as a school district, but we are so blessed with the students that we have and the families.
That's Superintendent Matt Erickson, LCSD number 2 in studio this morning. Superintendent, any open positions worth mentioning that you're hoping to fill heading into the next school year? Any notable ones?
Absolutely. If anybody's looking to would be interested in being a custodian, bus driver, instructional aide, or a part-time English teacher in Cokeville, or an assistant boys basketball coach at Star Valley High, we'd love to see your application.
All right. You have until August 17th? Is that when it starts? Is
well,
that what you said?
We'd prefer a little earlier
well,
than
the
that.
Application, yes. School's coming up in
19th. When teachers return. So speaking of teachers, Duke, I'd just like to make sure that we recognize the staff that's retiring this year. We're going to lose a lot of historical perspective as well as some amazing individuals this week as their careers come to a close. You know, the Barbara Bagleys and Kate Wilkses of the world, just, and there's several others. I shouldn't name names, but wow, they've impacted a lot of lives and had a huge impact on not only our valley, but future generations.
You can fill the position, but not replace the person, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, that's great for those guys, and congrats on the retirement. It's Superintendent Erickson this morning. It's all part of the weekday wake-up.